Good morning. It is 16 minutes after 8 a.m. You're tuned to your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Joining me in the studio, I have a couple of players from the Sitka Sound Slayers B team, which is the She Devils Inn, to talk about the upcoming bout with Anchorage. So Barb Gordom and Pocket Rocket, welcome to Morning Edition.
Thank you.
It's good to be here.
Let's talk a bit about the upcoming bout that is happening tomorrow. Game starts at 7 p.m. and that's going to be at the Hames Center. And who are you playing?
We're very excited to be hosting Orange Crush, which is the Rage City Roller Girls B team. They're coming all the way from Anchorage this morning. We have never played them, so it'll be very exciting. I think they have 15 players that they're
15
coming.
15 players, okay. Yeah. And about how many folks are on your team, She Devils?
Will be 13 playing tomorrow.
Okay, all right. So tell us what's going to happen. There's a lot that's going to be going on during that bout.
Go ahead.
So there's how the roller derby works is on the track. There's four blockers from each team and one jammer. Jammer's trying to get through the pack, past the blockers. Blockers are obviously trying to keep that from happening. And the jammers are the ones that score points. So they're the ones that are going to be zooming around the track.
They're easy to find with a star on their helmet.
Yep.
So there are going to be a lot of roller derby folks out there zooming around. Things are happening at halftime, too. Other things for folks to be aware of. What else?
Yes, at halftime, we have these really great inflatable balls that people can put themselves inside. And we're going to have them sign up at the door when you come in and basically run around and hit each other. Get a little taste of what we're doing on the track also.
And what about concessions?
Concessions will be provided by Mia Skolka. She is raising money for a softball trip. She'll be providing baked goods, chips, soda, water. She's trying to get the softball trip to Juneau.
Okay, so doors open at 6, correct? Game starts at 7. Tickets are available at Old Harbor Books. So roller derby. Pocket Rocket, you explained a little bit about how it works during a bout. Let's go a bit more into what roller derby is. It's not just, women on roller skates.
We are part of the Women's Flat Track Derby Association, which is an international group of roller derby teams and leagues. And part of what that means, part of the requirements for being in WFDDA, is that we are a skater-owned and operated league. Every member of the league pays dues. We all serve on committees to make this happen, whether that's a merchandise committee or a recruitment committee or a fundraising committee, training committee. We also all vote on everything that happens in the league. So everyone that's on the track also has a voice in how this whole league gets run, which is a really great thing. We're all able to work together on and off the track.
And what roles do you play? What are your positions? I don't know if that's the appropriate.
Yeah, I am a blocker. I only block.
I'm mostly going to be blocking for this bout, but I've also been jamming, and I'll jam a few times.
What are the different skills necessary for, say, a blocker or a jammer?
Jammers have to be, people have different strategies. Some can just, really power through, push through. Others, you need, speed and agility to kind of, find little holes and get through them. So people have different strategies, but definitely, agility is one for jammer.
That's
speed.
Your skill. That agility. For blocking, it's at least the way that we play here in Sitka, it's a lot of teamwork and communication. There are four blockers and one jammer. So you're constantly having to work together and talk about it. And when that really fast jammer comes around, you have to be able to tell your teammates where the heck she is because it's easy to lose her.
I was surprised as a new skater how much you have to be aware of as a blocker, just not only where the jammer is and your own teammates, but where the other team is, where your jammer is, and just so much awareness.
You get very comfortable touching your friends. You're always holding each other up and pushing each other.
This is a very high contact sport.
Yes. That's why we have so much safety equipment on when we're playing.
Mm-hmm. Does its job for the most part.
How would you describe the energy at about?
Our crowds are great. You know, we work hard all season, and when we get to the game, it's easy to get jitters, but our crowds here in Sitka have just been so amazing and so supportive and really, really into it, even though it's a sport that almost nobody walks in knowing what's going on. They just are really great and cheer, and every visiting team we've ever had come to Sitka is just always amazed at our crowds and how high energy it is and how supportive Sitkans are.
So with the Sitka team, there's the All-Stars and there's the B team, which you folks are on.
Yes.
And how many bouts do you play a year or a season, I guess?
It's hard to get bouts scheduled just because it is so remote and hard to get people to travel here or travel off.
This will be the She Devils' second game this season. The All-Stars had one game here in Sitka back in March, but then last weekend the All-Stars went to Seattle and they played three games in one weekend.
How did that go? There.
It went great. They won all three of their games. Wow. And they should be internationally ranked very soon.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Well, Pocket Rocket, this is your first game.
Yes.
How are you feeling?
Pretty good. Personally, like a little nervous just because it is the first time playing against people other than my teammates, but yeah, I think we're really prepared. It's been nice and gratifying to see every practice. Things get a little, like, smoother, and you can, like, visibly see us, like, working together better. So that's pretty confidence-inducing, and all my teammates are also more experienced, so that's also helps build confidence and know that they're, like, super solid.
Barb Gordon, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling great. Like I said, this is only our second game this season, and the last one was Alaska Day, which is a ton of fun, but we had just come off taking time off for the summer. So at Alaska Day, we were still kind of shaking off the cobwebs and, you know, getting used to having skates back on. So we've been practicing together for months now, and I feel so prepared.
You feel ready
to
meet Orange Crush.
Yes.
Well, what if someone is interested in roller derby, the Sitka Sound Slayers? How can they get involved?
We are always looking for volunteers on skates, off skates, behind the scenes, on the track. And really the best way to communicate with us would be through our Facebook page. The administrator there is very, very active and can get back to you quickly. When you go to the game, you can see all the officials that it takes to make possible, even if you're not willing to get on skates and hit people. We can always use, especially people that really like data and numbers. We love people to crunch our statistics for us. And some of the people that help us behind the scenes with our paperwork and things that help keep the league running.
And if someone wants to go out to be a skater, how do they do that?
Same way, communicating with the Facebook page. We just started a group a few weeks ago of greenie skaters that are learning how to skate. They're just kind of figuring it out right now, and they'll be ready to bout by Alaska Day. But we may be doing another intake of new skaters in the summer. If not, it'll be fall.
Okay. So now folks who are on the B team, there are different reasons why people are on B team as opposed to All-Stars. Let's talk about that for a bit.
Some are like new skaters, generally start out in the She Devils like myself. And so, you know, you can try to work your way up to the All-Stars. Other people just really like to stay on the She Devils. It's a little less intense. And so it's kind of can be a choice or can be something you kind of aspire to.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The She Devils is a little more flexible schedule than the All-Stars. And so, yeah, there's different reasons, but we all kind of try to keep up communication about who's there for what reason.
Okay, well, bout coming up tomorrow. Doors open 6, game starts at 7 at the Hames Gym, and tickets are at Old Harbor Books.
Yes.
Okay. Well, good luck.
Thank you.
We've been speaking with Barb Gordon and Pocket Rocket about the upcoming bout between the She Devils and Orange Crush.